Yeah.
I think. First of all, little correction. My name is Gluskin, but not Glushkin. And it's okay. But this mistake is about, I think, 20 years. And now I like express my gratitude to PIMS and to organizers to inviting me and to have here talk. My talk is concerned with joint work with Vitaly Milman. Initial point of our work was the following question, which was posed and propagated by Vitaly for many years. It concerned with following things. Let X be some finite dimension normed space. And let be its unit ball. We consider the following arrangement invariant normed space. We define it for any sequence, a finite sequence lambda I. We define its norm by following way. Let's consider iterated integral over B at so times as length of this sequence. To say, let's normalize it. And let's integrate here norm of some lambda I xi. With respect, this is norm of this space. It turns out that this function of lambda is symmetric invariant norma. And it is some naturally invariant of the space X. Certainly, by the central limit theorem, this norma equivalent to L2 norma. But when dimension grows to infinity, the constant on equivalence is becomes very bad for a special case of X. And so isometric type of this normed space is really interesting invariant of the space X. How I could to get this? Now there is at least two examples where this norm can be computed at least up to constant. First example, x equal
L2 1 Euclidean space.
In this case, this norm is not exactly equal, but uniformly equivalent to Euclidean norm. I write this fact by such a way, norm of lambda I is equivalent to sum lambda I square roots. And by this sign, I and this there is upper and lower bound this universal constant which does depend from dimension. The second case which I like to mention here is this to defer this norm for different space. I put here this x. And so this concept to Ln, L to N, Euclidean space. The second example is x equal L infinity. And to say this is n-dimensional space with norm of x, the vector x1 and xn is a maximum of absolute value eight coordinates. Lesson more from Montgomery-Smith's theorem. One can obtain this in this situation norma of lambda I L infinity n is equivalent to following norm. You have two regimes, lambda I, in decreasing of its absolute value. Lambda I star is seconds of absolute value of seconds lambda I, which ordered in decreasing way. Lambda I, 1. Bigger than lambda 2, and so on. And then you have to do the following thing. First of all, first logarithm n about this integer part of lambda I star you have to put in L1 norm, and all that you have to put in L2 norm lambda square y from logarithm n plus 1 until k, certainly with some constant. This constant is root of logarithm n. This is really interpolation norm between L1 and L2 times root logarithm n. Vitaly conjectured that these two cases are extremal one. This means that for any x, n-dimensional x, one have norma lambda I with respect x is not smaller than norma generated by L2 and not greater than one of generated by L infinity n. I know nothing about this upper bound, and what are we speaking about second part is lower bound. At 86, Bourguin. Sorry. Bourguin, Meyer, Milman, Webb, and Pajor. By using some very clever symmetrization procedure and entropy estimate, was able to find many examples where this Lau estimate is true, which is it is impossible to see. That is norma of lambda I to say x is bigger than some universal constant roots sum lambda I square, no, lambda I square. But in whole problem was still open until we recently written to this, and surprisingly, by very simple argument, we find very simple argument which proved this conjecture about Lau bound. And really, this is L2 is extremo case for this norma. And I try to explain it. The main tool in this is rearrangement inequality, which was explained by Frank Barthe 2 hours ago or 3 hours ago. Anyway, I briefly recall this inequality. Let f positive function from Rn to R positive to R plus, and which is converged to zero in infinity by each spherical symmetric decreasing rearrangement f star. We mean the function which depend only from Euclidean norm of vector and which has the same distribution as f. The last means is measure of f star bigger than lambda equal to measure f bigger than lambda for any lambda positive lambda, and f star x is equal f star y for any x which norma Euclidean norma x equal to Euclidean norma y. It's classical fact that for any two function f positive function f and g, one half integral of product f g is not greater than integral of product its rearrangements f and g star. The beautiful generalization of this fact was obtained by Brascom, Lieb, and Luttinger at about in early 70s. Their inequality told that if you have the sequence of the function f1, positive function f1, fk from Rn to R plus, and you have some matrix A, A, I, G, I from 1 to say until M, and G from 1 until K, then one half. Iterated integral about m times r n of the product f1 sum I from 1 until m. Okay, okay, the one, we don't need this, this product over G from 1 until K, this FG from A, I, G, X, X, I, DX, 1, DX, M, where X, 1, X, M, run over Rn independently. Then this integral can be estimated from above by the same expression with replacing Fj by the symmetric rearrangement. We apply this. What? What? Ah. This product, first of all, this product, for I from N to M, when here this M. Oh, thank you. Now I hold this. Okay. Okay, now we apply this inequality for very simple situation. Let be one and be K, BK plus 1 will be same sequence of the bodies in Rn. We denote by here the characteristic function of body. So here B1, this is function which is equal, take value 1 for x from B1 and 0 outside of it. Let's suppose that all the body are normalized to say volume of B G equal 1 G 1 K plus 1. And let for the end D be Euclidean ball with the same normalization. By definition of symmetrization, you see this X here, BI. For any I, symmetrization of all this characteristic function is characteristic function of this ball D. Now, this in this situation, now I have to specify this matrix. Let matrix A will be the very simple matrix, which is I write it by such a way. This unit matrix for k over k, and last row is lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda k. It is matrix k. And let's apply this inequality. This inequality, Brascom Lib-Lutzinger inequality. We obtain the following consequence: that for any such seconds of body, we have this iterated integral, because this integral of characteristic function, and because this restriction is for first k function, we just have to subtract x variable x I. We have here the integral of b 1, and so b k, and here you have to integrate a characteristic function of set bk plus 1 of this lambda 1 x 1 plus lambda k x k. And for other hand, we have this integral. It's not greater. This is the same integral over Euclidean disk D. Now, this expression, the meaning of this expression, if you consider product of the body B1, BK as probability space, as is really the measure of space is normalized measure, this expression give us the probability of the emphasis vector lambda 1 x1 plus, so when lambda k xa belong to the set bk plus 1. Belong to set bk plus 1. And would this set bk plus 1 is a unit goal of some normed space x, to say x, we see this what is written here. Could be written as following: bk plus 1 equals unit ball of bx. So this last expression is give us the probability of the events is sum lambda I xi, I from 1 until k, and xi independently runs over sets b1, b2, bk correspondingly, belong to the set bx, and this means this norma of this vector is smaller than 1, smaller than 1. And because there is no restriction, I like just now to correct it a little bit here and to take it just unit ball of normal space T times for some parameter T. And then you have here T. And now we have this probability is not greater than the same probability of all concerning this seconds of Euclidean balls corresponding to norm sum lambda I xi Euclidean norm L to n smaller than t. Now to complete, and we now we obtain a little bit more than it was told. And it is enough now to write the integral of the norm by such a way, which I read now. The norm integral B1 BK of norma sum lambda I xi I to k is exactly equal to integral of the same set integral 1 of minus characteristic function of unit ball x sum lambda I x I over t dt and t from 0 to infinity. This integral is express the norma through its distribution. Now it is enough. This positive function, that is, so we could change the this order of the integration and apply the last last inequality, and we obtain a little bit stronger version than initial conjecture. Namely, we obtain the for any set B1 BK B1 BK and so on, we have this integral is bigger than corresponding the same integral over Euclidean balls with respect norma L to n, and as it was mentioned in the very beginning, this is bigger than some universal constant sum lambda I square y from 1 to k. So it's very simple fact. After we know this estimate that for any sets B1 BK which normalizes which unit measure, we have estimate from below by norma L2 of the coefficient lambda, one can to ask if it's this happened because this function under integral is pretty big for somewhere, or it's happened because this integral of this function is pretty big on the big enough set. And really the last has a place. And now I turn out to the second part, this how to estimate, if we could to estimate the probability when this inequality norma sum lambda I xi is bigger than lambda I 2. It's to add that is very big, very close to one probability. To obtain this, we just once has wrote this probability, this really this integral express probability about I told now. This probability that when dk plus 1 is t times, as it was before, unit ball of the space X, this integral express probability that norma of this vector is smaller than coefficient t. Now we have here this estimate. First thing, what to do? To estimate this as a very concrete function, a very concrete integral, and it possible to estimate straightforward this integral. I don't succeed. Probably it is possible, but I don't know how to estimate this integral exactly. But carefully, the Brass-Compleyman equality works just here. This iterated integral, this multiplicative form, it is for beginning, it was wrote as integral over product of Rn of the product of characteristic function. And you could write to this integral to apply Brass-Compleyman equality about what was told Frank. For example, it's give very good estimate. For example, present here one example. If lambda 1 equal lambda 2 equal lambda k equal 1, by such a way, one obtain that for any, once more, for any body which may have 1, b1, bk, probability of the event, the sum xi, I from 1 to the k, belong to t times body bk plus 1 is not greater, and I like now to check from here because I don't remember this. This not so simple expression. This t power n 1 plus 1 minus t square over k minus 1 power n k minus 1 half. It possible to estimate this through exponent. This is smaller than t power n exponent of half n 1 minus t square. This estimate pretty good. First of all, this is coefficient t power n when t smaller than 1 is very, very small, give very, very small number. And moreover, this when t is this bound works until t is smaller than 1. Anyway, I prefer to explain now a little bit more rough procedure, which I think gives some additional information. Namely, we could such a way was didn't tell this for k equal 3 such estimate firstly was obtained by Arias, the Rainey, Bo and Villa, and it's just straightforward generalization of the approach. Now, the following fact have place. Suppose once more that we have a sequence of the bodies B1 and so on, BK of the measure 1. And this some additional set. Let lambda 1, lambda k, some coefficients, and let's consider the following expression. Let's consider the measure of possible to write how but such a way b1 and bk of characteristic function of a set v sum lambda I xi once more dx1 dxk. This is in this same terms, this is probability that sum lambda I x I belong to V, and this quantity is not greater than E divided to square of sum lambda I square power n. I'm sorry. We don't need here square and half times volume of the body V. This proposition is just tensorization of the famous ball theorem about section of the cube. Bo proved, I recall, that Bo proved that if you have some section of the cube, unit cube, power n, and intersect of it this subspace of codimension k, then volume of this intersection n minus k is not greater than e power
12
of k. His proof is based on the once more on Brass-Complete special case, the Boyle case with Brass-Complete inequality.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
What?
An n power
n. What? What?
Minus 1 to the power n.
Minus 1 to the power n.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
What? So we
It's okay. This is your n-dimensional cube. The interval in
like k.
What?
It's like k from very far. Okay.
It is good. Now it is good. Okay. All the mistakes will be only such mistakes. Okay. To prove this fact, Boyle use the Brass-Complete inequality in the following situation. You discover that if you have the family of functional on Rn, phi 1 and so on, phi m, which consists of John decomposition to say that phi norm, Euclidean norm of phi I equal 1, and you have some numbers, positive numbers p1, pn, but such a way that sum of phi I matrix of phi I tensor. Tensor product of phi I times 1 over pi, I from 1 of m, is equal to identity operator in Rn. Then corresponding constant in Brass-Complete inequality equal 1. This situation. To say this, you apply such functional here, this scalar situation. I don't need here iterated integral, this integral over Rn. Phi g x, if to put here, it's not greater than product of norm r phi g p g g from 1 over k. Then who applies this situation the very clever way to estimate this volume? He consider as phi I the functional coordinate functional of this subspace L. They consist such decomposition and condition that point belong to intersection of L and unit cube. This exactly means this all coordinates smaller than 1 in absolute value, and exactly the same idea works in our situation because we know now that the same is true in multidimensional situation through the Frank Barth, and namely if you have instead seconds of functional, the seconds of partial isometry operators, A1 and so on, AM, the partial isometry. And they consist the composition of unit operator to say the sum of product A star conjugate of A, I, 1 over PI, I from 1 to N, to M is identical operator. Then exactly the same is true by change in this inequality, the function of several variables, and here instead value of functional, the value of corresponding operator AGX. And the same, absolutely the same condition. And using of this fact immediately give us this result. I think my time is all over, and so I have to finish.
Thank you very much.
So this is the optimal bound, basically?
If k is equal to 1, it's not an optimal bound, of course, but say for large k.
If
k is equal to 1, then it's square root 2.
Yeah. Certainly it doesn't optimal, but up to constant.
Say for large k, if you would take the...
It is pretty interesting for small k. It is pretty interesting for small k, but it is missing only constant. But for small, for
independent. Of
k. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Further questions? Well, then, thank you. No, please.
The best bound is root 2 for k. This is known. That's optimal for k.
Yeah.
N over 2. For k above n over 2, the best bound is only known as k divides n. Yeah. N minus k divides n.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you again, and then. Uh, 55 will be the next.